Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Kuhn and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour 3 of the 9 to noon program. There is John Kuhn. I am Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. Get back to you, the Nooners, on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line at 414-677-1250 a little later this hour. But joining us right now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is the voice of your Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. Honor and a pleasure to welcome in Wayne Larrabee. Wayne, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good. Doing well, Rami.
Is this Vikings team, in your eyes, more dangerous than what the record might indicate, Wayne?
Yeah, I'd say so, based on their personnel. I mean, they've got great personnel throughout the lineup. I keep looking at the tapes all week, and I looked at their last three games, and they're very impressive from a personnel standpoint.
Wayne, when you talk about the Vikings and their personnel, tell me the guys on defense that we got to really watch out for. We know Brian Flores is going to scheme some stuff up, but who, in your mind, is the scariest on that end?
Well, you know, you look at these guys on the edge, Van Ginkle and Grenard. I really am impressed with Cashman in the middle. Blake Cashman does a great job of getting to things in the middle of that defense, but those guys on the edge, and the schemes that he uses. I mean, Harrison Smith is still lurking on almost every play. He's near the line of scrimmage, and whether he comes or not is anybody's guess. They've got a lot of people like that on that front seven of that defense that are playmakers.
I didn't think this would be the case, John, but if there's anything about that football team that can be exploited or taken advantage of, they haven't been able to put up points despite all the weapons that J.J. McCarthy has at his disposal up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, and that's a reflection on where J.J. is right now. He's a rookie quarterback. He didn't play at all last year. He was injured, and from what I was told, didn't really practice at all, which is why now they're going through some of the mechanical issues that young quarterbacks go through. They all do. And that type of thing. But the biggest difference between the Vikings today and the Vikings last year is at that position.
Bueno, but when I watch film, I still see J.J. McCarthy at times make very, very good plays. He can throw the football, and he can run with the football as well. And he's done that primarily in the fourth quarter. How much do you think that is going to play an impact in this football game? Just his moxie and ability to keep his team in football games.
Yeah, John, I believe you're right. He has the intangibles you look for at this position. As Caleb Williams did last year at this time, I was saying the same thing about him. Caleb Williams, in the clutch, made plays, even last year when he was getting sacked like 65 times. But J.J. McCarthy, the thing I notice about him, and I would be curious to get your opinion, his inaccuracy for periods of time, and then he finds his rhythm, and he finds that accuracy. And you're correct, he can make all the throws. The first throw the scouts tell me they look at from a quarterback, can he make that sideline throw, especially from the opposite hash mark? And this guy can do that. Matter of fact, that's the only throw he throws consistently. Brady calls it a bench route. It's the receiver going 15 yards downfield, cutting off his route, and heading straight to the sideline. And that's what J.J. McCarthy throws best right now. The other stuff, you know, you're waiting on. The velocity of his arm is there. But like Matthew Stafford had to over a decade ago, he's got to learn touch. He's got to learn there are different speeds to different throws, and that's how you layer the ball, that type of thing. You can't be firing a 105-mile-an-hour fastball at a running back who's less than 10 yards away from you. Those are the things this quarterback has to learn. Arm talent, he's got that. He's now got to learn the finer points of the position.
Wayne, how crazy is this to look at this Packers team? It's been since 2002 that they have been this late in the season and have played one divisional game. The stretch of five in our last seven, I mean, this is, I know we are kind of not as good as, or our record is not as good as we'd want it to be, but isn't this everything you could ask for right out in front of you for Matt LaFleur, for this Green Bay Packer team? Everybody you have to beat in order to go where you want to go is right in front of you.
Absolutely, John. No doubt. It's a weird quirk in the schedule that they play the opening game against the division foe and then don't play another one till almost Thanksgiving. It's incredible. But what it sets up, and I think for us as observers, for the fans, is some great football to look forward to down the stretch and the season on the line. I think in the next 3 weeks, we're going to find out everything we need to know about the Green Bay Packers, and within the next 3 weeks, we will probably know if they're going to make the playoffs or not.
Wayne, how important, you just said it, if they make the playoffs or not. I think they do make the playoffs, but how important is the division for Matt LaFleur? He hasn't won it since 2021. To me, that's a big deal, is getting that division away from the Detroit Lions or the team that's leading it right now, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you know, and last year they were a Carl Brooks fingernail away from going 0-6 in the division. Now think about that. And they won 11 games last year. It's not like the Packers were a bad team. So, I think the division's everything. It's where you start. McCarthy always talked about that in your day, John, about, you know, got to take care of the division. Then you get to 10 wins, and then you start thinking about, you know, where you're going to go in the playoffs.
And you mentioned these next three games, Wayne, and how big they are, talking with Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Packers here on 9 to noon. We've been talking about that throughout this week, and just how many of these they need to get. Is two of three good enough, or do you feel like they need to get all three of these next three games to do what you're talking about in the division?
I think two out of three would be fine. And I'm being realistic about this now, just analyzing it. Would I like to see them win all three? Absolutely. And if they win all three, then you're talking about bigger things than the division, all right? But if they can win two out of three of these games, they're right in the thick of it going into December.
One more thing for me on that defense out of Brian Flores, Jordan Love versus blitz and then Jordan Love versus pressure. There's a clear distinction on how he performs based off of teams that blitz and he has time where he's getting rid of the ball still in rhythm, and teams that pressure and he's not getting rid of the ball quickly. How do you see that? Do you think that could be the big key in this football game?
I think the big key in this football game is for the Minnesota offense to get on top early. It is something they did with incredible regularity a year ago. It's something they've been unable to do this year. And why is that important? Well, it's important to the defense because once you put the offense, the opposing offense, behind the eight ball, once they're trailing you by 7, maybe 10 points or more, then you've got a chance to unleash what Brian Flores does well. You know the offense is in a predictable come-from-behind situation, throwing the football more often than not, and this is where he can dial up those exotic blitzes. Now, the defense hasn't been what it's been in the past, and part of it is because they haven't played on the lead. But Brian Flores' defenses are built to play on the lead and basically crush the offense from that standpoint.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee, voice of your Packers on the Packers Radio Network here on 9 to noon. Josh Jacobs banged up last week, and they got a game 4 days after this matchup with the Vikings tomorrow. Are you playing it safe if you're Matt LaFleur and the medical staff and let Josh Jacobs sit this one out with the short week of rest coming up against the Lions on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rami. It's I'm sure a debate that they're having at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. I think if Josh Jacobs is able to play, you play him. You know, the only game you can think about is the game in front of you. It's one game at a time, as the coach always says. And in that case, if he's healthy enough to play, you play him. I understand long-term, maybe you want to hold him out so he's a little healthier for the Detroit game, but I think I'm going to be at practice today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how much he's able to do, because that'll tell me whether he's going to play this weekend or not.
Well, I'm excited to get your notes on that one, Wayno, because I agree with you. If Josh Jacobs can go, you go. You just talked about going 2-1 over this next three-game stretch. Well, the last thing you want to do is sit Josh Jacobs to be careful for Thanksgiving and possibly let this one slide. I think this one's just as important as the other two coming up here. And lastly, from me on this Minnesota Vikings game, Packers have not won a home game now at Lambeau Field in well over a month. Do you expect this crowd to be a little spicy here, wanting to see some good Packer football to see a Packer victory?
I would hope so, and I would hope we don't have as many Vikings fans in the stadium as we have in the past, you know. So I would hope people come out and give the Packers that home field advantage they need. It's very important. So, my thought is, I hope the crowd is fit. It's not a Milwaukee ticket holders game. Gets up for this game, gives us the atmosphere we need. It's a huge game because it's a border battle game, and I think the crowd will be terrific. I think it'll be a great atmosphere. Sunday, noon game, everybody get in there right off the start, and hopefully the Packers get on top of this Vikings team. If they can play on the line, it'll be a big difference from what we were faced with last year.
Wayne, last one for you here. It looks like Brandon McManus is going to be the kicker on Sunday. As a play-by-play man, as the voice of the Green Bay Packers, how on the edge of your seat are you with the way the kicking game has gone this year when they line up for field goals or even extra points?
Yeah, it's been a little we've probably been more at the edge of our seats this year than last year. But nonetheless, I think, you know, Brandon had a situation last week where he kicked 2 days in a row, as Matt LaFleur told us in the pregame show. And you know, he was a little sore coming in on Saturday. And, you know, with that injury, you really don't want to force it, because it's one of those soft tissue injuries that if you keep pushing the envelope on it, it never goes away. And so I think they're pretty confident this week that they played it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, they had a full week, and he'll be ready to go, and I have no questions that he'll make the kicks that need to be made in this game.
Wayne, I said it was my last question, but it's not, actually. I want to ask you about Kevin O'Connell. Matt LaFleur, 6-6 against the Vikings. It actually is a true rivalry with this team, even though the Packers have had the success they've had under Matt LaFleur. What do you think of Kevin O'Connell and the job he's done in Minnesota?
Oh, I think he's phenomenal. As a quarterback's coach, as a quarterback whisperer, I think he's got a great demeanor as a head coach. He hits all the boxes for me. He's one of the best in the business by far, and I really like the way this guy handles his team and that type of thing. And with Brian Flores, one of the top three defensive coordinators in the game today, Minnesota is a well-coached football team. Now, what they don't do that well as an organization necessarily is draft as well as they'd like, as consistently as they like, and that's why they have to go out and spend $300 million a year to shore up the offensive and defensive lines, and that both lines have been questionable this year, unfortunately for them, fortunately for the rest of us. But no question, Kevin O'Connell has impressed me as one outstanding head coach in this league.
That is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of your Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. Wayne, it sounds like you're on the road right now. Be careful out there. The deer are out.
They're in rut.
The deer are in rut, and I experienced it firsthand myself Wednesday night. So be careful out there. We'll let you go so you can focus on the road.
All right, you got it, guys. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.